and I've got a lovely young lady on the phone. Hiya, Brenda.
Hello, good afternoon.
Right, okay, so we're talking to Brenda Edwards, and you rose to fame, really. It was you appeared on the second series of X Factor, and you came fourth.
Yes, in 2005, I made it to the semi-finals. Last woman standing.
And I think Sharon Osbourne was your mentor.
Yeah.
What's she like? I can imagine what you see is what you get.
That's definitely true. She's such a genuine lady. She's very, very real. And, yeah, as you say, what you see is what you get. And she was just lovely to all of us, you know. She gave a lot of encouraging words, and it was just really nice to get that from somebody that's been in the industry for so long. So, you know, it was an invaluable lesson that I learned from her.
And you beat Chico. Chico.
I beat Chico, yeah, but Chico's doing all right. He's on
Dancing on Ice.
Dancing on Ice, yeah. So I'm supporting him on there. He's doing really, really well.
Right. Okay. So you've sort of left. Well, when you finished the X Factor. Yeah. You sort of went to the West End, really, and...
I did one of the weeks, my first week that I was on X Factor, I did a song called Son of a Preacher Man, and I was dressed in this lovely black suit that they'd made for me, and, you know, and I had this lovely basque thing underneath, and that same week, Sharon got a call from the producers of Chicago. I guess they looked at me and thought that I kind of looked like Mama Morton a little bit, the keeper of the keys. For Chicago, and they said to her that they wanted to see me for an audition for that role. So,
wow.
They waited for me, because obviously I stayed in the show for about 10 more weeks after that. And thankfully, luckily for me, they waited for me, and I came out, did the X Factor tour, did all the 27 dates, and then after that, I went and had an audition. Well, I had about 4 auditions for the role, and then I successfully got that role. Went into Chicago and did that on and off for 3 years, and then I left there and did a role in Carmen Jones at the Royal Festival Hall, playing with the Philharmonic Orchestra, which was amazing. And then I left that and I did another production called The Human Comedy at the Young Vic. And then I left that and I did We Will Rock You, the first UK European tour. And then I left that, and now I'm in We'll Rock You at the Dominion Theatre in London.
And it always seems to me, I mean, you came fourth in the second series of The X Factor.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It always seems to me that the ones who didn't win normally sort of have a much better...
Well, it seems that way for me. I can only just kind of talk for myself on that score. But, you know, it's not... When you leave the show, it's you don't really know whether you're coming or going. It's all... Everything's so up in the air, and you don't know if you're going to have a successful career or if you're going to go back to what your day job was, which mine was an accounts manager. So I didn't really know what I was going to do. All I knew is I wanted to keep singing. I wanted to continue singing.
Is it almost as if you're in, like, a fantasy world when you join the X Factor, when you're accepted and you go through?
Yeah, most definitely. You have no idea how much of a bubble it is, and you're just in the house with, like, 20-odd other people that you've never met, and it's just you and them for weeks on end, and, you know, you don't really get to see the outside world because the schedule is so busy. You know, you do the show, and then you go home, and then you get up in the morning and you go and learn the next song, and then the next day you're doing choreography, or it's called movement in my case because I'm not a dancer. And then the next day you have another rehearsal, and then the next day you've got press, and then the next day you try and earn that outfit, and then the next day you've got rehearsal and sound check, and then the next day it's the show, and it just goes like that. It's a continuous circle, but it is very, very overwhelming being on that show.
And when you come out, it must be sort of really hard to get back into normality. But as I said, you came fourth, and I think you know, it gives you a much better standing, because I suppose in some ways it takes the pressure off.
Yeah, it does. I mean, I've been going since 2005, and I've not stopped for 1 minute. You know, it's there's been so many things that I've been blessed enough to be able to do, you know, and I put a band together, and we did some gigs I was support for Smokey Robinson at Rochester Castle, you know, and I did that 3 consecutive years. I did my own gospel concert at the Barbican, which was very successful. I did 3 years of that, and, you know, currently I'm in the studio at the moment working on my album, with a fantastic producer that's come over from America to work with me. So I'm really excited about writing my own stuff, and you know, I'm coming out with some soul, some dance soul kind of vibe, so to bring some happiness to people in the summer. So
and you're in We Will Rock You.
Yeah.
You are the killer queen.
I am.
So you're banning all musical instruments.
Yes, that's what the killer queen is. It's really ironic. You know, there's a lot of... Ben Elton has put quite a fair bit about how the X Factor and Simon Cowell has destroyed real music and everything. And it's quite funny because I love live music. I love singing live. Obviously, I sing live every night, but it's quite ironic that I'm playing a character that actually bans musical instruments, and you know, so that couldn't be further from the truth if we tried. But you know, it's a role that I'm playing, and I love it. The Killer Queen I think it's the best role of the show. You know, she's full of life, and she's got some phenomenal costumes, and she gets to wear some lovely jewellery and just prance around the stage trying to sort of like. Destroy everybody who tries to play real music.
Now we've spoken to people that have been up to see the show. It's at the Dominion Theatre in London, and we're getting rave reviews about Brenda Edwards.
Oh, that's brilliant! That's really nice to hear. I mean, it's every night is always different. It's a different audience every night, and every night I come out and I get very nervous before I go on stage. You know, and it's nice to hear the audience giving you the feedback, and it's nice to see the audience enjoying themselves and rocking out with us, because it is the songs. There's about 24-25 Queen songs, and it's nice to speak to people at the end, and they don't realise how many songs you know, were actual Queen songs, you know, and it's just nice to bring that back. You've got all ages as well. It's not just, you know, it goes from, we've got 5-year-olds coming in and they're singing We Will Rock You and We Are the Champions, right up until, you know, 60, 70, 80 years of age. You see all ages come to enjoy the show, so that's just brilliant for us.
And I think also the fact that the part that you're playing...
Yeah.
Is, I won't say sort of an evil person, but...
Oh, she is a baddie, she's a baddie.
It's so... It couldn't be further from the truth than the real Brenda, you know?
No, I don't know what it is. I always seem to get these roles. I think it's more a case of they want somebody that's larger than life. I think that's what it is. The roles that I play are larger than life. They do have a... Not totally baddie. I'm a good baddie. I think my co-star, who's Alistair Harvey, he plays Khashoggi, who's like my right-hand man, and he is the baddie, because I tell him to do stuff and he'll actually carry it out. So I kind of get away with it in a little way.
But I think also the fact that, you know, I think everybody knows, you know, your interest in music, and to go and play a part where, you know, you couldn't be further away from what the actual who you are, then that brings out the real sort of acting talents of you.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind of you to say. You know, I mean, it's a great script. Ben Elton, he worked really closely with us, and you know, you can't do anything but take the direction. And he's such a funny guy. You know, I grew up watching Young Ones and Blackadder and everything. So I it's just an honour to be in this show, working so closely with him and Brian May and Roger Taylor. It's just amazing. They're so hands on, and we really, really respect them for that, and really appreciate any advice that they can give. You're never too old to start learning, is what I say. You know, so I'm kind of like a sponge at the moment. I'm just soaking it all up and just going with it. It's brilliant. Such a fabulous time I'm having.
And they're lucky to have somebody like you, sort of, you say.
Oh,
no, I think, you know, to have someone larger than life. You know, I can imagine you, as I say, I haven't seen the production, but I can imagine you really bringing out, you know, the best of the show as well.
Yeah, I try. I mean, I love the songs. I've got some fantastic songs in the show. You know, I sing Killer Queen, I sing Play the Game, I sing Don't Stop Me Now, Fat Bottom Girls, Kind of Magic, another one, Bites the Dust, and then we do Bohemian Rhapsody. They're all, you know, I've got some of the great songs in my mind. So I'm just very, very happy that I get to do this in front of thousands of people every night. On a weekly basis, so you know, it's singing is a passion of mine, and I've always sung from since I can remember. So to be able to do something you love, there's not many people that can say that they're in a job that they're really passionate about and they love. But I love it. I don't want it to stop. I just don't want it to stop.
Well, we hope it doesn't. But I mean, You've been singing for a long... Because you used to be a gospel singer, didn't you, years and years ago?
Yeah, I grew up in a Pentecostal church. So I was singing in my local church. I'm actually doing a one-off special gala performance on Sunday at the Prince of Wales Theatre for a production called Children of Eden, which is the story of Adam and Eve and Noah. And I'm playing Noah's wife, so there's a nice big gospel number in there with a nice 60-strong choir and a live band and everything, and you know, in aid of Crohn's disease. So that's going to be good. Even though I'm doing this during the week, I'm still doing other things as well. So you know, you've got to keep your fingers in those pies. That's the way that you get the success.
So where do you see yourself going, say, in about 10 years' time?
Oh, 10 years' time. Well, first, I just want to get my album out this year. That's my main focus.
Is there a title? Have you got a title for it at all yet?
Not yet. I've still got 3 more songs to write on the album, so we haven't titled it yet. But you know, it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be a happy album, and you know, it's lots of soul songs, and I'm bringing in back the live music. You know, we're trying to go for some strings and some brass sections, and get my band on there, and just, you know, and then after that, hopefully I can take it on tour, and get around some theatres around the different cities in the UK, and hopefully spread out to Europe and even further. That's what I would love to happen.
I would love that to happen for you as well. And I'm sure that it will. And if you're going to go on tour and you're going to come down near Portsmouth or Southampton,
yeah,
we must sort of get in touch. It'd be lovely to come and meet you, and we'll do a further interview.
Most definitely, you've got to come and see the show as well. If you haven't seen it, you need to get in contact, and we'll get you down to see the show, and then you can do a nice little review of it.
Yeah, I'd really love that.
That'd be a pleasure. I'll sort that out for you. Not a problem.
Okay. All right, so we've been talking to Brenda Edwards, and as I say, she's gone from... She was fourth in the second series of The X Factor, and now she's getting rave reviews as the killer queen at We Will Rock You. It's at the Dominion Theatre and in London. And do you know how long is the show going on for?
Well, this is it. It's coming into its 10th year. We won an Olivier Award, the People's Choice Olivier Award last year, and we're now up for a What's On Stage Award. So if anybody has watched it, has seen the show, please log on to whatsonstage.com and place your vote for We Will Rock You, and vote for us, and hopefully we'll win the What's On Stage Award for the best musical in London at the moment. That would be absolutely fabulous.
Excellent. Okay, well, thank you for talking to me this afternoon.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me on your show.
Okay, can you just stay on the line?
Yeah.
And I'll talk to you offline. Okay, right.
No problem.